Welcome to the Frog Listening Network. You'll learn about frogs and toads in West Central Florida. The Frog Listening Network, or FLN, is a program of the Hillsborough River Watershed Alliance and the Lowry Park Zoo. The FLN has been conducting amphibian research and public outreach programs since 1995. The zoo and the alliance provide volunteer training, community outreach, and data collection in support of the FLN. Frogs and toads are a leading indicator of the health of the environment. What you're about to hear is a description of the variety of frogs and toads that are expected to be found in the Hillsborough River watershed to assist you in learning the calls of these frogs and toads. Frogs are used as biological indicators for the health of the Hillsborough River watershed. Frogs and toads are suitable biological indicators because their life cycle takes them from wetland systems to upland systems as they progress through their life cycle. By learning the calls of the various frogs and toads in our area, and by listening for those calls, a record of what frogs and toads found in the watershed can be documented. In turn, this biological indicator information will be able to assist scientists in determining where the environment is healthy, not only for the frogs and toads, but for all the other animals we value, including ourselves. The FLN is a fun, easy way to help scientists learn about the state of the environmental health within the river watershed, and therefore provides very critical information. The frog calls for Hillsborough River watershed are relatively easy to learn. Interestingly, many of the names of the frogs associate with their calls. The following audio recordings will take you through the 21 species of frogs and toads expected to be found in the Hillsborough River watershed. There'll be a description of the habitats that you're most likely to find them in, any distinguishing characteristics that they have, and the sound that their call resembles. You'll also hear the calls of all frogs in their most familiar manner. These are the frogs that you'll find in the river itself and in lakes and ponds around the river. You're likely to find these frogs calling in areas of standing water. The bullfrog is the first frog we're going to listen to. The bullfrog prefers permanent bodies of water and can be found in rivers, lakes, ponds, and streams associated with the Hillsborough River. The call of the bullfrog sounds like a bull roaring. Other people think it has a jug of rum rum type sound. The throat sound that we hear at the end of this call is an aggressive call, and also a call made by bullfrogs when you try to grab them. It's a shorter call than the mating call from the bullfrog. The next frog we'll listen to is the pig frog. Pig frogs sound very much like the grunting of a pig, so it's easy to remember. When groups of pig frogs gather together in vegetation and when they call as a group, they often sound like a roar. Pig frogs are found in areas of standing water. They also tend to like highly vegetative wetlands. The pig frog and the bullfrogs can be heard calling from spring to summer. When the wet season in Tampa is longer than usual, you can hear pig frogs and bullfrogs later in the year as well. The next frog we'll listen to is a common spotted frog found in the Hillsborough River watershed, the southern leopard frog. The leopard frog likes standing water, but also can be found in areas of vegetation away from the water. They've been seen in grassy areas around different wetlands, streams, and ponds, and even in temporary ponds. The leopard frog is a medium-sized frog with a call that sounds like someone squeaking a wet balloon or someone laughing or chuckling. The next frog is the gopher frog. This frog is listed as a species of special concern due to tremendous loss of habitat. As an adult, the gopher frog likes to live in burrows and dry, sandy places like oak scrubs and longleaf pine forests, and even in gopher tortoise burrows. When breeding, the gopher frog travels to temporary pond systems. The call it makes sounds like the creaking of a door in a haunted house. Calls from this frog can be heard from the late winter through spring, and then through the summer here in Florida. One of the more rare frogs found in the Hillsborough River system is the river frog. The river frog likes slow-moving rivers, swamps, and ponds. The river frog's call sounds more like a snore than the call of the gopher frog we just listened to. The rumbling snore can trail off in volume at the end, and generally they don't call in choruses. Usually one male calls at a time. The last of the large frogs of the Hillsborough River watershed is the bronze or green frog. It's found in vegetation on the edge of permanent bodies of water, including ponds, lakes, streams, and excavations. The bronze frog calls from the spring to late summer, from the shore and floating vegetation in the water. The call of the bronze frog sounds like the plucking of a loose banjo string. Now we're going to talk about some of the little frogs in the Hillsborough River watershed, tree frogs. Tree frogs are small, generally less than 3 inches long, and climb with the help of long, slender legs and toe pads. The toe pads allow them to climb up on trees and your windows near lights. While they spend their early life stages as tadpoles in ponds, their adult stage can be in a wide variety of upland habitats. You're likely to hear these frogs not only near the river, but in associated pastures and tree systems. The first one we're going to listen to is the green tree frog. The green tree frog's call is a harsh, nasal grunt-grunt sound. They prefer areas that don't have a lot of fish in them when they're tadpoles, and they can be found in a wide variety of tree systems throughout the Hillsborough River watershed. The green tree frog is one of the more common tree frogs. They're also called rain frogs because huge choruses can erupt after warm summer rains. The next tree frog is the barking tree frog. It's one of the largest of our native tree frogs and can be found in trees, but also on the ground. The call resembles a dog barking in the distance. Groups of barking tree frogs can sound like a pack of beagles on a fox hunt when calling. The next tree frog is the squirrel tree frog. It's able to change color from green to brown and has been seen with or without spots. Squirrel tree frogs are often found in trees, but also can be found on the ground near decaying stumps and logs. The call of this frog is very much like the scolding sound that a squirrel makes when it sees a blue jay or is on the attack. So the squirrel tree frog sounds like a squirrel. The next tree frog is the pinewoods tree frog. It spends much of its time high in trees, especially pines. Its reddish-brown color makes very good camouflage against the pine bark. It likes to be in forested habitats in association with the river floodplain. The sound of the pinewoods tree frog resembles a ticker tape machine, a riveting machine, or someone tapping at a telegraph key. It's very distinctive and easy to hear over quite a distance. The next frog we're going to listen to is the spring peeper. Spring peepers are widespread and abundant, often found in the areas of shrubs and trees, and sometimes on the ground. Their call sounds like a sharp, piercing bird-like peep, repeated rapidly about once per second. Sometimes, distant choruses can sound like sleigh bells. The rain call of the spring peeper is a series of peeps and squeals that are more harsh than the sound of sleigh bells. Little grass frogs are not as good climbers as the other tree frogs and are more likely to be found in grassy meadows and ponds with a large grassy area associated with them. The call of a little grass frog resembles a very highly pitched buzzing insect. The southern chorus frog is found in similar areas to the little grass frog. It breeds from November to April and calls during these times as well. Southern chorus frogs are found in grasses along the edge of bodies of water, roadside ditches, temporary pools, and flooded fields. The call sounds like a person running their fingers along a comb. The last of the native tree frogs is the southern cricket frog. Its call is much like that of a cricket. It sounds like a series of 5 to 10 metallic clicking notes. The series usually lasts less than 5 seconds and is at a fairly even pace. These calls can be heard any month of the year, but primarily from April through the summer months. Now we move from the tree frogs to the toads. The true toads are very resistant to dehydration and can be found quite a distance from wetland systems. True toads have horizontal pupils. The southern toad's call is a trill of about 5 to 10 seconds in duration. It's very high-pitched, and there's an audible dissonance when loud individual calls overlap. Calls can be heard from March through June, especially after rains. The next toad we'll listen to is the oak toad. It's a small toad often found in forested systems and upland pine and pine oak woodlands, commonly seen during the day. It burrows to be protected during dry periods. The call is a series of piercing, high-pitched tones or squeaks, a lot like the peeps of baby chickens. The call is higher pitched and more drawn out than the calls of the spring peepers. The next toad is the eastern spadefoot toad. It's the burrowing species rarely seen except in warm, rainy periods. It's not a true toad and has vertical pupils. It prefers habitats with dry and loose soils and can be found in sandy areas. The spadefoot toad has an explosive nasal utterance, somewhat like an exaggerated cartoon vomiting sound. It breeds in temporary pools caused by heavy rains and is not often encountered. The last of our native toads is the eastern narrow-mouthed toad. It's found in a variety of habitats and is very secretive. The eastern narrow-mouthed toad's call sounds like a buzzy nasal wah, or the sound of a sheep lasting from 1 to several seconds. Basically, the call can be heard from spring to summer and through heavy rains. So as you've heard, each of our native frogs and toads has a very distinctive call, and each can be distinguished from the other by remembering what the calls sound like and by thinking of the habitats they're coming from. Now we're going to listen to some calls of exotic frogs found in the Hillsborough River watershed. The giant toad entered into the Hillsborough River area through importation and is originally from South America. It's found principally in urban areas and has been spreading with urban development through the Hillsborough River watershed. The Cuban tree frog, originally only from Cuba, was brought to Florida through various ways, mostly banana boats. It's established itself in urban areas and has dominated the urban landscape ever since. It's a very large tree frog, the largest tree frog in the state, and will readily eat our native species. Where it's present, it will eventually supplant our local tree frog species that we learned about earlier. Its call is somewhat like the chuckling sound of the leopard frog, but you'll hear it from habitats in which you will not find leopard frogs. The greenhouse frog is another exotic that comes from Cuba. It's a frog that's able to reproduce without having to go back to the water, and therefore spreads rapidly. By laying its eggs in moist soil, water is not necessary to reproduce. There's no tadpole stage in the development of a greenhouse frog. Its call sounds like a small insect chirp. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to the frog and toad calls found in the Hillsborough River watershed. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate your taking the time to listen to the frog sounds of West Central Florida. If you have any questions or suggestions, call the Lowry Park Zoo at 813-935-8552, extension 258. The Frog Listening Network is a cooperative project between the Hillsborough River Watershed Alliance and the Lowry Park Zoo. The Alliance and the Zoo periodically conduct frog listening workshops for volunteers. The data collected by the volunteers becomes part of a national database maintained by FrogWatch USA. This audio presentation was funded by CF Industries Incorporated. For more information, please call 813-935-8552, extension 258, or visit us on our website, hrwa-fl.org. That's hrwa-fl.org.